Thy glorious now is good. Under a free by what they and their kings in strains divine. I heard a song and a show to
Thank you. Oh.
All right. Do you have anyone that I know?
I haven't picked one.
Oh, okay. Myers? No. Paul?
Yeah.
376.
He paid a debt.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep hills, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flood my soul with glory divine. Alleluia.
Nor if I want the veil.
mercies. My notes, I put in here, it was the reading at the singing on March 6th, 2022 as well. So this apparently is a favorite passage for singing. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 10. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Let us bow. Our Heavenly Father, we're just so very thankful for the opportunity we have this evening that we can come together to sing songs of praise, to fellowship one with another, and to just begin to lift our hearts and our voices to you and the praise that you so richly deserve. Father, we thank you for the mercies that you show us in our life, and we're thankful that you are a constant presence for us, a source of strength when we become discouraged or when worldly thoughts and concerns seem to take over our minds. We're just so very mindful, Father, again, of your loving kindness toward us, and we just pray that our singing is pleasing and acceptable to you. Father, we have so many things that we are in need of at this time, and Father, we just are so very mindful of the members of our congregation who are going through various trials, and we just pray that you would strengthen them. We pray that you be with Margaret Burchett and the help that she's getting. We just pray that you be with her, that you be with Dennis and Susan. Give them the strength that they require. And Father, we just pray that you be with all of those, with Noreen McCormick, with Don and Bobby Hines. We pray and thank you for the continued healing of Brian Anderson. We just pray that you be with them. Be with those that are undergoing medical treatments at this time, that some that we know about and others that we don't. We just pray that you be with them, that they would be encouraged and strengthened. And you'd be with the nurses and the doctors that tend to them. And Father, we just pray for the members of our family and friends in need of prayers as well, that you would bless them and that you'd help us to be of encouragement to them. And again, Father, we're just so very thankful for the opportunity we have this evening that we can come together to lift our hearts and our voices in songs of praise to you. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forever woe. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still be an enemy, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You want to pray to?
Yeah.
That's an extra. Excuse me, our God, our Father, we just are so very thankful for the opportunity and privilege to assemble in your household to render a worship service unto you. We're thankful and mindful, Father, of your Son and his sacrifice for the sins of all mankind, that we all would repent and do those things that are pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Again, Father, we are mindful of the situation in the world, and we ask that your will be done. We pray for the less fortunate. Again, your will be done. We pray for us, Father, that we would be faithful and do those things that we know are right and good and just, and that we continue to seek justice, to seek to do justice and mercy for one another and also for ourselves. We ask, Father, for forgiveness of our sins. It is in your Son and our Savior, Jesus' name, we offer this prayer. Amen.
The earth produced every sort of animal, each producing offspring of its same kind. Livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals, and this is what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small, and each able to produce offspring of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image. That's one reason why God cares about us. We are spiritually, we have a conscience, we have a sense of right and wrong. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals and all the small. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, and reign over it. Any other songs? Anybody have a song?
Be free from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Me and bought me with
Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Good people obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns those who devise wicked schemes. No one can be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of a noble character is her husband's crown. But a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous stands firm. A person is praised according to their prudence, and one with a warped mind is despised. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Those who have worked their land will have abundant food, but to those who chase fantasies have no sense. The wicked desires of the stronghold of the evildoers, but the root of the righteousness endures. Evildoers are trapped by their simple thought, and so the innocent escape trouble. From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands brings them reward. Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we are so very grateful for this opportunity to come here to worship and to praise you, Lord. And Lord, we are so very thankful for Jesus. Not only that we have the Bible, but it tells us about his example here on earth and how he lived as a man, to give us that example on how we should deal with others. It's our prayer that we will be the righteous. It's our prayer that we will use your word, stay strong in it, and it will continue to give us strength and guide us through this life. It's our prayer that you continue to use us in any way that you can to be your servants and to bring some of the lost to Christ. It is our prayer also that we'll be those lights shining in this world where people will have questions and will want to know of why we are different. And it's only because of Jesus. It's only because of Jesus that we have all these opportunities, Lord. And we don't let the things of the world get us down. We are concerned. We have to live in it, but it doesn't rule us, Lord. We know that Jesus has overcome the world and we are in him. And so, Lord, again, we're just so very blessed for your act of love in sending your son to die on a cross so that we would have that opportunity of forgiveness of sins and to have eternal life with you. So continue to be with us as we continue to worship you and share in your love. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm going to continue reading in Proverbs 12, starting with verse 15. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. Look at that. Stay calm when you're insulted. An honest witness tells the truth, a false witness tells lies. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. Deceit fills the hearts that are plotting evil. Joy fills the hearts that are planning peace. That kind of reminds me, I hope that's true. If we reap what is wrong, it could be bad. It could turn out bad for us. If we sow what is good, it could come back good for us. So let's be generous, kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Kind of a reciprocal thing in life, you know. Be good, it'll come back, good may come back to you. Or it may not.
It will come back to heaven for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a, we reap what we sow. That's a biblical principle. We will reap what we sow. So let's sow good seed, good works, good kindness, and goodness. We reap what we sow. Okay. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth. The wise don't make a show of their knowledge, but fools broadcast their foolishness. Work hard and become a leader, be lazy and become a slave. Worry weighs a person down, and encouraging word cheers a person up. So let's give each other encouraging words. The godly give good advice to their friends, the wicked lead them astray. Lazy people don't even cook the game they catch. So lazy people, they're too lazy to even cook what they catch. But the diligent make use of everything they find. The way of the godly leads to life. The way of the godly leads to life. That path does not lead to death. So let's be godly. The way of the godly leads to life. Okay, that's really it for tonight. Unless somebody has one last song.
How about 9:57?
Not 9:57. You sure about that? Where was that one from? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
This all about. Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we've had to assemble here this evening and sing songs of praise, read your scripture, and do some fellowship with each other. We're grateful, our Father, for our health and for those that's not so healthy this evening that you may look upon them, tell them. Maybe they'll have an opportunity to assemble back with us. Give us our many sins, because at times we say and do things not according to that word. We constantly should be praying